Support comes from Gemma, architects, planners, and designers seeking to bring joy to their clients and communities. Details at gemastl.com.
This is St. Louis on the Air from St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Elaine Cha. Economists in the U.S. are sounding the alarm on what they call a she-cession, which is a term that came about early in the COVID-19 pandemic to describe the steep decline in the number of women in the workforce. Since then, that decrease has continued, with more women leaving the workforce than entering it. A report by the Department of Labor's Bureau on Labor Statistics shows that in August of last year, the participation rate of men 20 years and older in the workforce stood at 70%. That rate was slightly up this year. In stark contrast, women of the same age range, 20 years and up, were participating in the workforce in August 2024 at a rate of 59% and declined by nearly a full percentage point this year. The trend is a wake-up call for employers. It's also a problem for households struggling to make ends meet as the cost of living continues to rise. Women also face real-life pressures like raising children and managing households, all while earning less on the dollar than men do. In St. Louis, Rung for Women is working to keep women employed and bring about pay equity. Producer Maya Norfleet sat down with Rung for Women's Chief Program Officer Katie Gallen and former cohort participant Sarah May to discuss how the organization connects women professionals with employers. Maya began the conversation by asking Katie how Rung for Women designs their programs to help women not only find new jobs, but start better careers.
Rung for Women in our current version actually started in 2021. That's when we kicked off our first cohort. And our mission is to support women in climbing the economic opportunity ladder. Our program is all about supporting women in changing careers, right? Because if you are in a career where you're making $32,000, it is very hard to climb any economic opportunity ladders. And so our program is really focused on supporting women in changing into careers where there is a higher earning potential, a higher room for upward mobility, so that they can both grow in their career, but also grow in their well-being and their, you know, accumulation of long-term financial success and empowerment. So it's a 12-month program, but all of our members go through a tremendous amount of training. They're learning new skills, new technical skills in one of our kind of skills areas. So areas like project management, digital marketing, IT support, data analytics, advanced manufacturing. They're honing their what we call power skills, right? The world calls them soft skills usually, but they are actually not soft. They're very powerful. So they're honing their power skills. And they're going through coaching to really work with someone and think about, like, what is my goal? What do I want my career to look like? What type of place do I want to work? And while they're doing all that, right, you know, Rung's program is exclusively for women. And women have a tremendous number of roles that we, by default, often play in society, right? We're caregivers. We're supporting not just ourselves, but often our families. We're managing our career, right? And Rung members especially, they come through this program where they're getting all that training, all that coaching on top of those roles. And so while they're in their career coaching and their career training, they also have opportunities to take care of themselves, right? We have a lot of wellness services on site where they can work with a counselor. They can go to our on-site clinic. They can go to yoga, right, to take care of their mental health. We also have a lot of, you know, support related to financial education. And so while our program is really focused on career and supporting folks in changing careers, we also know that women are whole people, right? And we try to acknowledge that in all the pieces of our program.
You mentioned that at a certain salary amount, like you said, $32,000, that is harder to climb that ladder. Why is that.
Sure. 32,000, I think, is, you know, just an example number. Our average starting salary for the folks coming into our program is around that. It's typically, you know, it changes from cohort to cohort, but it is typically in the $30,000. And when you think about, you know, what you need in our current world in order to live month to month, if you're paying for housing, food, utilities, if you have children, you're looking at childcare and feeding them, which as a new mother, I can tell you is exceptionally expensive. Right. And so when you're not making enough to do much other than those basic month to month needs, you aren't able to invest in your future. So you're not able to save. You're not able to pay off debt. You're not able to think about, you know, retirement and all of those things. And so, you know, we see a lot of members come to our program. We've seen a number who actually are retired and then they come back and say, like, ooh, actually, this wasn't feasible for me because I wasn't able to save the way I needed to in my earlier career. So we're going to try it again here.
Yeah.
And so that's, you know, one of the requirements to join Rung is that you make less than $50,000, because that's really kind of locally where we've said, all right, this is the group of folks where our program can help make an impact, help move you above that threshold so that you're able to not just survive, but thrive, right? Not just meet those basic needs, but start to save for the things that you uniquely care about for the future.
Yeah. And Sarah, tell me about before you made it to Rung, before you started that training, what was life and career looking like for you?
Yeah. So my career after college, I opened a vintage clothing shop in Illinois. I had, you know, vintage clothing and furniture and everything, and did that for a while. After I closed my shop, I went to like another vintage seller and like traveled with them. They were like a wholesaler, and I traveled like across the United States and even went to Japan to sell vintage. And that was all fun, but it was not lucrative enough to survive. You know, it lost its luster. Even the travel lost its luster because I was away from home and my husband and everything. So after that, I got a job at a local print shop, and I loved what I did there. I started out as customer service, moved up, you know, was in kind of like, it's a small business, so was kind of in like operations management type, you know, no titles really. But that was when I was like, even though I like my job and I like the company and everything, there's nowhere to go from here.
Okay.
At a small business and at all the other small businesses I ever worked at. Like, I love them. I will continue supporting small business.
Absolutely.
But I knew I needed more growth opportunity to be able to have the future I wanted.
And so that first meeting with the cohort, what was going through your mind?
I was nervous. It's one thing about Rung is like it's hard to make friends as an adult in general.
Yeah.
And so going to Rung, it was like all these women, different walks of life, different ages, different races, different, you know, like experiences than me, all wanting the same thing.
Yeah.
And so it was like there was this commonality with everyone that I was able to like make connections and make friends. And I was like, this feels like home, because for once in my life, I'm striving for something that like everyone around me is kind of striving for.
Mm-hmm. So when you say you were looking for the same thing, and earlier you said you're looking just for more. So what more were you looking for career wise?
So I wanted to be secure financially. I also needed to be, like, I knew what I was doing at that point. I wasn't challenged. I was kind of stagnant, and I needed more as far as, like, growth, opportunities, challenge, and finance, money.
Yeah.
I needed more money.
Absolutely. And so now you have a new career.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about that.
So I'm at Cushman & Wakefield now, and I'm in a starting position. It's not like I'm all of a sudden can pay off all my debt and everything, but it's a great place to work. I got connected with them through Rung.
Mm-hmm.
I've loved my experience there. Mm-hmm. And like, this feels like home.
That's former Rung for Women cohort participant Sarah May and Chief Program Officer Katie Gallen in conversation with St. Louis on the Air producer Maya Norfleet. They were discussing how the organization helps women in St. Louis climb the career ladder. During the conversation, Maya asked Katie about how role-playing in career simulations helps women they serve.
One of the things that a lot of our members do, like when they're kind of nearing the end of our journey, is say they are getting a job offer, they need to negotiate that job offer, right? That's a really scary thing to do if you've not done it, if you've not practiced it. Mm. And in a simulation, I get to practice negotiating my job offer with you as, and you're trained, right? You are trained in how to play the role and how to be the hiring manager,
right,
to ask realistic questions, to push back on me so that I can get practice responding to that.
Mm.
And so it's a way that all of the skills and practices that folks are learning when they're in the program, they get to as close of a real-world application as we can give them, mm-hmm, without, you know, just following them into their actual salary negotiations. So,
and I, that sounds like then the difference between a job training, which is when you just go in and you learn how to do the steps that is getting you paid, but then career training,
mm-hmm,
you're learning how to, like, do the job, sure, but also how to function within that job.
Mm-hmm.
Is that accurate?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, we very specifically use the term career. So we talk about, you know, skills tracks, career tracks, rather than job, right? A piece of our program is called career attainment. It's not called job attainment because
okay,
it really is focused on not just getting into the next job, but getting into a place that will support a long-term career,
mm-hmm,
and making sure that folks have opportunities to really wrestle with all of the things that it's going to take to be successful in that. A lot of you know, traditional workforce development is critically important and plays a really important role in supporting folks in getting those jobs, but it's very targeted, right? You say, like, I am training for this one specific thing.
Mm-hmm.
I will then go into that one specific job. And mm-hmm, then after that, you have to figure out what happens next. How am I successful? Where do I go? What do I do? And we really try to kind of smooth out that pipeline and make sure that folks are supported beyond just, you know, getting the offer for that initial job.
So when someone walks in for, you know, they've been selected to be part of cohorts day one, are they just like, I'm gonna tell you what I imagine. You know how if you ever play Pokemon,
yeah,
and you have to, like, you have your starter Pokemon,
uh-huh,
it's like, I gotta pick the right one because that's the Pokemon I'll be rocking with for the rest of this time. Like, is it like, here's a buffet of career paths, pick one? Like, how does that work?
Yeah, that's
a little bit.
Yeah, that's how it feels.
That's kind of right. Yeah,
it is. I mean, we have five what we call skills tracks, right?
Okay.
And I think this is actually one of the things that is a little unique about Rung, is the way that we approach helping folks identify roles, right? So Sarah's career or skills track was project management.
Mm-hmm, okay.
Her job title is not project manager at Cushman & Wakefield, right? Our philosophy is something that we call skill stacking, right? Mm-hmm. We say every member who comes into Rung has tremendous professional experience and skills, right?
Mm-hmm.
Our average age is in the upper 30s, so most of our members have been working for some time.
Mm-hmm.
They're coming in with a lot of really important skills from their personal life and their professional life. And then at Rung, you can pick a set of skills to stack on top of that, right?
Okay.
So the five kind of technical skill sets that you can stack onto your existing stack are project management, digital marketing, IT support, data analytics, or advanced manufacturing.
Okay.
People do look at those and they go, what do I pick?
Yeah.
Right? And you kind of see, like, the wide-eyed, like, when
like,
they come
oh,
in
God.
For an information session, they
it's
look at you.
It's just my future, casual, whatever.
You're right. I know. Like, this is a huge choice. And we're like, it's fine. Just pick one. It's
but
okay.
But it's better than doing it in college when you're you know,
like
prefrontal
18.
Cortex is not yet formed.
That frontal lobe is still mushy.
You have no idea what you want to do,
yeah,
right?
And so you choose, like, studio art and English, like I did.
So then
yeah,
what drew you to project management then?
Because I was an entrepreneur, because I had experience doing, like, kind of operations type management, it seemed like the best track that, like, I already had, like,
mm-hmm,
a baseline skill level at. The project management seemed like a great fit for me. Like, I already felt like I had the personality and the skills to to carry that through. And while doing the Google Project Management Certificate training through RUNG, I also got my CAPM, which is Certified Associate Project Management Project Manager certification through Project Management Institute.
Nice.
So, okay. And that was, it was the structure of RUNG that, like, I could kind of stack another thing onto and take advantage of that structure I had while going through that. So it was, like, kind of holistically good for me in my life, like, the healthcare and the mental health, all of that, and the financial education was huge for me. All of that, it all significantly changed my life. But I do want to note, like, something you kind of mentioned, RUNG being like that support, you still have to do it yourself.
Yes.
They're not putting you in front of, they're not giving your application to or your resume to an employer and saying, like, hey, Sarah May would be great for this role.
Yeah.
You have to, like, as a member, you still have to put the work in, but they're a great, like, support system that holistically supports you so you're able to make connections and good choices and everything to move yourself along.
What types of things were you learning in those, like, those other supportive aspects of the RUNG cohort that you were part of?
So with the financial education, I was avoidant. You know, it was, we bought a house in 2021. We had sold our other house, which we didn't know what we were doing when we bought that house. We didn't make good financial decisions. That's me and my husband. Shout out. But and then when we went and bought another house, we also didn't make good financial decisions. And it wasn't for the lack of not caring. It was like not knowing a better way.
Sure.
And so after going through like the financial education, having a meetings with one-on-one with the coach, I have now, like, since that first meeting, I think I've paid off $15,000 to $20,000 of debt.
Wow. Congratulations.
From making better choices, learning how to budget. Like, we don't, like, even when I was making less money, there was still a better way to spend that money.
Sure.
And, you know, happiness from buying a little trinket, a little thing, is so fleeting when you have financial security for your future and when you see your savings grow and when you see that debt go down.
Katie, of those career paths that you mentioned, do you notice any particular, like, trends of where your participants are kind of maybe leaning more towards?
That's a good question. And it changes a little group to group. Project management is a really, really popular one. A lot of people like Sarah come in and say, hey, I have some background skills in this. This is a good fit for me. And for a lot of folks, it is, right? Project management is also the track where we see a lot of folks say, like, oh, that's comfortable. I think I'll go there, right? And so people tend to have one of two experiences. They either say, like, wow, this, I love doing this. I love keeping things in order. I love having this motivation and it's wonderful. Or they get into it and they're like, oh, I picked this because it felt safe for me, not because it's what I wanted. And then they have to really rethink, like, and say, ooh, is this actually what I want? Beyond that, it's a pretty, I would say it's a pretty even split. Different people are drawn to different things, right? If you are someone who likes to be more creative, who likes to really think about, you know, cognitive empathy, like, how are people going to respond to this? Like, digital marketing can be a really good one for you. If you're someone who likes to tinker, right? Like, you really like to fix things. You like to get in and see how things work. Like, IT support and advanced manufacturing can be really good fits and opportunities for you. If you're like me and you're the Excel nerd and you really love to think about, like, how do numbers work? How can I make this faster? How can I automate it, right? Data analytics is probably a good fit for you. I think the thing that's common between all of those, though, is that they tend to be career options where women are less represented.
What does that mean?
Yeah, you know, women in general, you know, across the United States tend to be overrepresented in roles that are focused on caregiving or roles that have kind of a lower ceiling, and underrepresented in roles that have higher ceilings, like in technology or in advanced manufacturing.
And ceilings being like upward mobility to be able to like progress in that career.
Yeah, progress in your career and progress financially, okay. Both. So locally, we are, you know, seeing a lot of movements to try and change that, right? There's been a big local movement recently about, you know, increasing the pipeline into advanced manufacturing roles, you know, and with RUNG and other organizations focusing on doing that specifically for women.
And when participants get into those roles that are traditionally have been underrepresented as far as like women in those workplaces, what are they coming back telling you?
Yeah. One of the things that we have conversations about when an employer is interested in participating in our network is what their culture is like, what their growth opportunities are like, how they are supporting women, so that we can make sure that, you know, partners that we are connecting members to have, you know, some foundational things in place to make sure that it's a good experience for our members.
Understanding that the job force is just rough and rocky for everyone, and it's even rougher for women. And knowing these trends are really on a downward path of how many women are being employed, are being paid what they owe, are living a sustainable life, not just surviving but thriving, as you said, how does that also inspire which careers and which jobs that RUNG partners with in order to help folks who are coming to you?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I think tactically, right, the five kind of skills tracks that I mentioned are all what we would hear called middle skill, right? They don't require a college degree because, you know, a lot of the population does not have a college degree, but they have room for growth and they're somewhat evergreen, right? You can use project management skills in so many industries. I think probably every industry has roles that use project management skills, right? Data analytics, same thing, right? You can use data analytics skills from healthcare to finance to manufacturing, right? So that's a huge piece of it, is looking for these skill sets that we can support folks in stacking that are resilient, right, to job market changes, to career changes. And often I think what's really nice about not all but a lot of our skills tracks is that there are job opportunities that use those skills that are flexible, right? I mean, with return to office mandates and all those things, that's impacting women disproportionately, but there are still remote jobs, right? And so using digital marketing skills, data analytics skills, project management skills are kind of aligned in a lot of ways to those types of roles. The other thing is just connection to the local economy, right? I think one of the best ways we can help navigate that turbulence you're talking about is by staying really connected to the economy locally. That's actually what's driven our advanced manufacturing path, right? St. Louis's advanced manufacturing sector is growing pretty consistently and has a lot of job opportunities in it. And so that's not historically one that women look at and say, like, yeah, advanced manufacturing, that's for me. But with it becoming this growing industry in St. Louis, that's one of the reasons that RUNG adopted it as a skills path, is to say, hey, let's make sure women are exposed to this so that as our economy changes, right, we are playing a role in helping make sure that there is a stable pipeline for women in this area.
That was Katie Gallen, Chief Program Officer at RUNG for Women, and former cohort participant Sarah May talking with Maya Norfleet. They discussed how women are leaving the workforce at an alarming rate and how the organization is helping women find and start new careers in St. Louis. For more information, visit rungforwomen.org. This episode was produced, recorded, and edited by Maya Norfleet.
Our audio engineer is Aaron Doerr. This podcast was mixed and edited by Aaron.
Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thank you.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis.